Hi, this is Lisa Miller with Lisa Miller & Associates in Tallahassee, Florida, and host of the podcast, The Florida Insurance Roundup. I'm here on the fourth floor of the Capitol, in between the Senate and House chambers, on the final days of our 2017 legislative session. There's so many issues debated in these halls of importance, and we need to make sure that we do all we can to influence good public policy that affects Floridians' lives and all of our livelihoods. I know that many of you understand that no matter what the issue, it all goes back to insurance, and insurance is my specialty. So today, we took time to visit with some seasoned veteran lobbyists and other consultants to talk about what is important to them and what they see and give us their perspective. Joining us now is Victoria Zepp, and Victoria is known in the halls of the legislature as the most passionate advocate for children's issues and a lot of other issues, health care, and many that affect the lives of Floridians. So Victoria, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about you and your background, and we'll go from there.
Well, actually, I got into healthcare and child welfare because it was my pro bono work. I was actually did network engineering and communications for the third largest data carrier in the country, which was out of Tampa. And we made children's issues, and especially education, for children that didn't have some of the opportunities that our kids have, as one of our priorities. And the more I started to work in these areas, the more impact I saw I was able to have, and my entire practice went into health and human services. So it was kind of like I followed my passion into it. It actually started off as my pro bono work.
It's a beautiful story, Victoria. And as you have been through many, many, many legislative sessions, what do you see about this one that may be unique, could be different? And if you were queen for a day, what would you do about it?
I think what's unique about this session is it's the second largest freshman class in our history and the first largest Senate class in our history. And a lot of the committees actually change their subject matter expertise. So for instance, on children, family, and elder affairs, many, I believe probably 90% of those members were brand new to child welfare. Child welfare in the state of Florida, we have the nation's only nonprofits, local entities that take care of kids once DCF has removed them. It's a very complex system. We have opioid death rates that are some of the highest in the nation. So with all these complexities, you have new members that are not only new to this committee, but are also new to the process. They are also not sure exactly how to even get a bill passed or even what questions to ask. So that can be a heavy lift, but it was also a huge opportunity to be able to create new awarenesses and truly focus on what's real, relevant, and right now for hospitals and children and our healthcare. I think therein lies the opportunity. If I were queen for a day, I would truly have an opportunity for every Floridian to be able to come up and see how their legislature works, to actually come to the Capitol, because one person can make a difference. I've seen over the years how one individual comes up, testifies, is passionate, tells their story. How did the laws that were created impact them negatively or missed or encouraged some type of response? And the entire tone of that session or that committee had changed. And that one individual still can make a difference. And I think that our communities don't realize that anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't think that they think they can make a difference whatsoever. And they are the difference makers. And when they don't come up here, then staff who have been here for 30 years who are not elected, or legislators who are brand new, who might be in real estate handling healthcare issues, have no clue what issues are affecting you back at home. So that would be the one thing that I would love to see. I'd love to see more citizen involvement.
Well, you make a good point, and I often say that we live in the greatest government process in the world, which is called democracy. Mm-hmm. And when you spend some time, and I encourage our audience that's listening today to email me at lisamiller@lisamillerassociates.com, and we will plug you into this process when it happens and let you come with us and shadow us and help us get the job done. And Victoria, you've got an army of people behind you. We stand with you because you do things that many in our audience can't, and we wish you the best as you continue the fight for children and what they are and what they mean to us.
Well, I appreciate it, Lisa, very much. And you know, I've respected you for years, and I Will always, you've been a mentor, a colleague, and a dear friend, and your clients are very lucky to have you as their advocate.
Thank you.